opinions and commentary expressed on the program you're about to hear do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or its advertisers, but it may weigh heavily on what's between your ears. It's the Krieger Files with Dave Krieger, brought to you by a network of radio stations who care about the communities they serve. Alexa, turn on the Krieger Files.
Okay, here we go on a Tuesday. Yeah. Are you enjoying your week? I mean, we got, what, 8 days before the election right now? And the latest headlines are fear-mongering again. I mean, this is just, you know, this pales in comparison to the new lawsuit accusing Subway of grossly misleading customers by advertising sandwiches that contain at least 3 times more meat than what it delivers. Where's your beef? Yeah, you gotta love that, huh? Mel. All right, so Steve Bannon's out of prison. What do you think he's gonna do now? He's gonna go out campaigning for Trump? Let's see, and Peter Navarro's out, and he's campaigning for Trump, and I don't know, maybe when all the dust settles and if Trump gets elected, maybe there will be some retribution for all of this. Of course, now the Democrats seem to think that that is going to be a problem. They're all scared that if Trump gets in office, he's going to go after everybody. And I'm like, oh, geez. You know, here the Republicans are all scared that we're going to have another stop the steal campaign going again. I mean, you got to look at what all these people are fearing right now, because the latest poll, well, there's always a poll, and who would put it out? Of course, Associated Press. Your friend and mine, probably least favorite, even though I won awards from them for Spot News for National and State back in 1981, it doesn't matter. The NORC Center for Public Affairs and Associated Press conducted a research poll, and they found that 41% of registered voters were extremely or very concerned about post-election political violence, with another 35% saying they're somewhat concerned about an outbreak of unrest after Election Day. Higher percentage of Americans, 82%, said they were at least somewhat concerned about increased political violence directed at election officials or political figures. Gee, I wonder how many political figures they actually surveyed. It makes you wonder, doesn't it? You know, even with the two alleged attempts against Trump's life, Biden says he's confident the election will be free and fair, but is unsure whether it'll be peaceful. So if Harris gets elected, what are we the people going to do? Sit around and whine about, oh, the election was stolen again, and of course, then Dominion and everybody else and Smartmatic will be out suing everyone because you defamed us. Is that what's really going to happen here? Or are people actually watching what's going on? I mean, the state of Wisconsin is watching what's going on. The Daily Signal, of course, which is a little mouthpiece of the Heritage Foundation, which is a mouthpiece of the Tavistock Institute over in London. You know, they like to psychoanalyze people and throw all sorts of crap in their way. There is a recent analysis which discovered mail-in ballot requests from inter alia, which is, among other things, following active voters. A lot of these voters, as a matter of fact, I think the total number was 30,084 mail-in ballots were from fishy addresses in Wisconsin. Yeah, 2,777 of them moved permanently out of state. 1,158 of them moved to new Wisconsin counties but are still registered in the old county. See, what is up with that? When you move to a new county, you have a civic duty to call the old county and say, hey, I'm not living there anymore. Take my name off your voter rolls. And then if you find out, come election time, that your name is still there and somebody voted in your name while you were casting a vote in another county, maybe for different candidates, well, something needs to happen. And that means you would call the sheriff and you would tell the election supervisor through the sheriff, we're watching you. This is what you did, and you counted this, and I told you in a letter, in writing, that I no longer live in your county, yet you let somebody else vote. Coming into my county and using my ballot and doing a mail-in, taking my ballot and mailing and, you know, and voting when I already told you I don't live there anymore. See, this is your civic duty, folks. If you're going to be a liar, you're going to take that conscience, that flawed conscience with you to your grave. 275 moved away but left no forwarding addresses. 2,325, the addresses were undeliverable. They couldn't even find them in the USPS database. 442 were non-residential business locations. Oh, you gotta love that. 7,571 missing or wrong apartment numbers where stray ballots stack up in lobbies. And of course, that's what all of the cheaters in the election love. They love going out and grabbing all those stray ballots and filling them all out and checking Harris, 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 Harris. I mean, these people do not understand what socialism and communism is. They think that this is just a fluke that, you know, we have the first woman president. Isn't that wonderful? And what's she going to do? Use her lame-o brain to be the executive of the country? We'll be lucky if D.C. doesn't get nuked before her term is over if she were to get in office. And then on this Wisconsin ballots, you get Wisconsin, yeah, 3,408 duplicate registrations. You see, those 3,408 people need to be looked at by law enforcement. That would scare the living bejesus out of them, wouldn't it? Oh, and you thought I was going to say something else, didn't you? That's how mad I get when people don't act civically responsible. 1,251 residents have received no mail for at least 90 days, and 10,877 components of the addresses do not match the Postal Service's database. And these anomalies alone, and there are others, affect 30,084 mail-in ballots associated with unqualified, possibly illegal addresses in Wisconsin. And that number is expected to rise as more mail-in ballots somehow get completed and returned to the election administrator's office. This is the same type of garbage that went on in the 2020 election that we were all sitting there worried about. So you see, this is the big problem. And then you got AP going out there with NORC, Center for Public Affairs, doing a survey. 76% of Americans are worried about post-election violence. Hey, don't worry. Harris will start up a bond fund for you. Don't worry. If you want to go build, burn down a few buildings in Walz's backyard, you go right ahead. Yeah, you go burn Minneapolis down again. I'm sure that Walz, you know, even though he was cited as saying it was an abject failure not to send in the National Guard. Yeah, don't worry. Kamala or Chlamydia, whatever her name, whatever she wants to call herself these days, she is a disease. She's a walking disease. She's going to turn around and start up a bond fund for everybody that wants to go burn down buildings and torch police cars and disrespect law enforcement and go on shooting sprees. Well, I got something for you, AP. I think you people are all full of the proverbial kaka, or as they say in German, scheiße. See, you can't say those words in English because the FCC gets cranky with you. But you can say it in foreign languages so that the foreigners understand where I'm going with it. Why is it that AP has to go out and create news by doing a survey about post-election violence? Because what this is doing is it's continuing with the divisive garbage. They're scaring people half to death. Well, I've got a question for most of you right-thinking Americans out there. Do you have a gun? If you answered yes to that question, what in Hades are you worried about? Post-election violence. I guarantee a lot of them were Democrats. If you really think that the MAGA Republicans, who you all think are Nazis, that showed up at the big rally in Madison Square Garden, whatever the case may be, I mean, this is what you're going to talk about, then you really are what we classify in biblical terms as the feeble-minded. You know what the Bible says about it? No, I know. You don't believe in that. You want to go to the Unitarian Church where lesbianism, homosexuality, and dressing up in drag is allowed. Yeah, that's what you want. You want that. You want that kind of stuff because you worship Satan. Come on, just admit it. You are not riding the fence. You are worshiping the devil. Baal, Beelzebub, whoever you want to call it, that's who you're worshiping. You can't ride the fence. It's just like one priest who got on YouTube one day and he says, hey, you know what? He says, you cannot be a Catholic and vote Democrat. I'm sorry. So then why would you do it? Why would you want to bring communism and socialism into this country? Do you not understand what your high grocery prices and your high gas prices and your cost of living? Do you not understand what caused that? Are you that much of an idiot? I mean, obviously, they don't teach checkbook 101 in high school. They don't teach mortgage 101 in high school because, I mean, it's no wonder the market is stagnant. Everybody is waiting for somebody to get elected so they can get on with their life. I mean, if this is the way Americans are going to be, wow, are we in sad shape. What can I say? Hey, we'll be back with more of this discussion. Your phone calls this morning, the lines are open, 208-216-6100. You give us a call. We're here live from 8 to 9 Central. Be right back.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
From the ranks of the disenfranchised, it's the government's worst nightmare. It's the Krieger Files.
Okay, here we are, 18 minutes after the hour, rocking in the saddle on this Tuesday here in the Krieger Files. Dave Krieger with you. By the way, there's another recall. For those of you who like to go out and get all that quick and easy to fix stuff, Florida-based Fresh Express announced a recall of Gourmet Cafe Chicken Caesar Salad Bowls. Oh, yeah, here we go. Yeah, let's just buy that off the shelf. I'm too lazy to fix dinner. Folks, I think you better get adjusted to fixing dinner on a regular basis from scratch. Many of you have purchased a lot of the 25-year shelf-life foods. You better get used to fixing those as well, by hand, manually. You know why? Because you just never know when the proverbial caca's going to hit the fan. And when it does, there's going to be a lot of people out there that like that Gourmet Cafe Chicken Caesar Salad Bowl that's going to buy a whole fridge full of them because they're too lazy to fix their own food. And they're going to eat this Chicken Caesar Salad Bowls, which apparently now, the products included items from Bruce Pack, a company that recently had concerns about listeria, monocytogenes, bacterial contamination risk. Yep. You know, Bruce Pack pulled nearly 10 million pounds of the meat products, and Fresh Express is no longer using chicken ingredients from Bruce Pack. And we will not do so until the USDA has inspected and given its seal of approval. There you go. There's your seal of approval not to buy Fresh Express anymore. Sorry, but you know, when the proverbial caca hits the fan, you gotta take action, and that means you gotta do to Gourmet Cafe Chicken Caesar Salad Bowls what everybody did to Bud Light when they put Dylan Mulvaney on the cover. The salad bowls were distributed in California, Louisiana, Texas, Washington, according to the notice, but it could have gone anywhere else. The use-by dates range from October 26th to November 2nd of this year. So if you get listeria bacteria, well, that's on you. You just go right ahead and not pay attention to what I'm telling you. Like I said, you're really going to have to sit there and figure out how to fix your own food. You know what I mean? The number of new homes sold in the U.S. hit the highest level since May of 23 last month. Yeah. Amid an easing of mortgage rates, according to whom? The U.S. Census Bureau. Don't you believe a word of it. 738,000 units? Really? Don't believe it. I would rather rely on, you know, see, Realtor.com even looks at this stuff and then starts quoting. They start quoting Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae because everybody wants to go out and borrow money. They have no idea who the real borrower is because it's not you. And then they have the unmitigated gall to go out and figure out, well, maybe they do have a way to monitor all these things. Maybe they go to the DTCC, you know, Depository Trust Corporation. They keep track of every single credit card, debit card, mortgage activity, every payment, everything you make, every time you hiccup at the ATM, it makes a record of it. So the government, through FinCEN, can go in there and track and trace anything they want, and you're none the wiser. How about that? You love that? Believe it or not, in health news, there's a new report out that 1 in 5 U.S. adults face untreated tooth decay, according to who? Not who, the CDC. Your other liar. Your other government liar. That's what they're saying. More than 1 in 5 American adults are suffering from untreated tooth decay, with poverty tripling the risk among kids, according to the report. Oh, do we need to call them children? Yeah. Well, what are the parents doing? And, of course, then they have to break down, according to National Health Nutrition Examination Survey, or NHANES, not the underwear, a comprehensive survey designed to assess, not assess, the health and nutritional status of adults and children in the U.S., spanning from 2017 to March 2020. Wow, that's like 4-year-old data. And we should believe that. Why? I'm moving on. I'm not dwelling on garbage like this. I don't dwell on the CDC. No. We're not going there. Hundreds of ballots, by the way, were destroyed in Oregon and Washington in ballot box fires in Portland and Vancouver. So what are the voters being urged to do? Check your ballot status and make sure that your vote counted. Make sure they got it and put it in there. Officials at a press conference that they believe the incidents are connected and they've got a suspect vehicle identified. Of course, the one in Portland happened at 3:30 in the morning. Isn't that amazing? 3:30 in the morning, they wait till the wee hours of the night and they set fire with an incendiary device to the ballot box so they can destroy votes trying to swing the election. Told you this was going to happen. The Nevada Supreme Court, meanwhile, has upheld the law on mail-in ballots. The justices said Republicans didn't sufficiently show they would suffer irreparable harm absent an injunction. So what does that mean? It means that ballots that arrive by mail can be counted up to 3 days after Election Day, according to the Nevada Supremes. I hear a symphony. Sorry, I said Supremes, didn't I? Boy, that triggered something, didn't it? Blast from the past. All right, move over to the phone lines right now, 208-216-6100. The phone lines are open if you want to chime in on this morning's discussion. Do you really think you have anything to worry about? Are they going to come and burn down your home if Trump wins? Seriously. Brady, what do you think?
Hey, my buddy in Vegas just happened to try some of that Listeria tainted meat. He had a good old boar's head olive loaf.
Oh.
And he's been sick for about a week. He did get that good old poisoning, so he wasn't happy, too happy with that Listeria. And how they say that in Espanol is mucho mierda en la pantalones.
Yeah, I know. Get where that's coming from.
No bueno.
Yeah.
Almost like Ozempic. Can you believe people are taking Gila monster venom to make their stomach mimic like it's full, and they're wondering why they can't go to the bathroom? Well, Ozempic is made from Gila monster extract. You got to check into that.
Yeah, I will. And you know what? That adds a whole new dimension to the term Uranus is in retrograde.
Yeah,
I knew you'd like that one. I used to say that. I used to say it at ballparks, and I would say, it's no wonder everybody's all backed up. And I mean, the crowd would just explode in laughter. That's when I was out entertaining the circuits in minor league a long time ago. But I'll tell you what, I mean, it is a, you know, if you're going to do all these drugs and you put your faith in Big Pharma rather than God, you really do seriously have a problem. Anything else happening in your world, Brady?
No, but what's happening, I warned everybody a couple of months back that the next coup that our beautiful satanic left Democrats are planning now over in Russia, we have a coup happening as we speak. It should be in full force by the week, and it's in Georgia, Russia. They're not happy with the election. It was won by the Russian guy, and they're going absolutely nuts. So we should have a full-blown coup going on by Friday. In Georgia.
Yep, and not in the U.S. Georgia, Russia, Georgia. Yeah, that's the coup
Russia,
d'etat.
Georgia.
Coup d'etat. You had all
just
of those
like
French
the
terms.
Just like the Maidan massacre in 2014, which started the Russia-Ukraine war. That was the official start of the war, not 2022. It started in 2014. Go back and look up Maidan massacre.
Yep.
Brought to you by Victoria Nuland.
It's just a little incursion, Brady. It's just a little incursion.
Oh, yeah. Just a little one.
No worries. Yeah, not to worry. There's my Alfred E. Newman face coming out again from Mad Magazine. All right. I appreciate your call, Brady. Thanks so much. Hope you're having a good week. Oh, my goodness. Yep. Virginia officials, by the way, have filed an emergency application with the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday, asking justices to allow the state to remove suspected non-citizens from voter rolls. The application was filed in a case known as Beals versus Virginia Coalition for Immigrant Rights. The application was directed to none other than the Chief Judge, John Roberts, who oversees emergency legislation from Virginia. The lead applicant is Susan Beals, and Virginia's Commissioner of Elections. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit found unanimously on October 27th, that's 2 days ago, that taking names off of the voter rolls within 90 days of an approaching federal election appears to violate the National Voter Registration Act. But if the votes are fraudulent and you allow them to go through, then the question is does the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit become an accomplice to election fraud? Think about that, because you know the state of our court systems right now, right? Federal courts are courts of limited jurisdiction, and you notice they're only talking about federal elections here. They're not talking about your statewide races. They're talking about elections on the federal level. That's what they all, it's just all about Trump and all about chlamydia. It's all about that, you know. So do you want somebody that is a pathological liar in the White House? Because, I mean, so far with what Candace Owens and everybody else is uncovering about chlamydia's past, oh, my goodness, how much more lies can you, you know, penetrate the United States of America's mindset with? This is a very crazy situation, folks. Very crazy situation. We're getting so close to election. I did want to remind you that on election night, yours truly is going to be joining the Liberty News Radio and the Big Mig Rumble channel present election roundtable 2024. This is from 7 to midnight Eastern time right here on libertynewsradio.com and on the Big Mig channel on Rumble. You can watch us live in the flesh. We're going to have all sorts of notable experts, Sheriff Mack, Alex Newman, George Ballantyne, Lowell Nelson, Scoop Stanton, a bunch of others, including my own back channel sources that are going to be keeping me up to date on what's happening state by state. So this is happening on the Big Mig Show on Rumble, election night coverage, 7 to midnight Eastern, all right? We'll be back after the news break with interesting story about when AI takes over. Stay with us.
Taking back America, one consumer at a time. It's the Krieger Files.
Okay, consumers, pay close attention because we're back. Oh, my goodness. All of you out there like to do searches on Google, right? Have you not wised up and gone to DuckDuckGo or Brave or some other platform? See, here's what's going on. Everybody thinks that this, you know how they're shoving AI down everyone's throat and making everything that, oh, AI is going to be the next big thing. People all, you need to put your trust and your faith in AI. Yeah, create great program content with AI. Hell, we'll even do your legal pleadings for you too. Don't worry about the $5,000 sanctions the judge is going to give you. That's already happened, folks. I'm not just sitting here on a rant. You see, when you invite AI into your computer, can I tell you what's going to happen? Google is reportedly gearing up to introduce its interpretation of the large action model concept known as Project Jarvis. And it's going to have a preview potentially arriving as soon as this coming December. According to the information, this project aims to streamline various tasks for users who love AI, including research gathering, product purchasing, and flight booking. Can you see where I'm going with this? Sources familiar with the initiative indicate that Project Jarvis will operate through a future version of Google's Gemini technology, and it's specifically optimized for use with the Chrome web browser. So those of you that like to use Chrome for every little thing, thinking, oh, Chrome is so good, you know, Google this, Google that, and Chrome, and yeah, put all your faith in that, and let's access AI through Google Chrome. The primary focus of Project Jarvis is to help users automate everyday web-based tasks. In other words, to help make you lazier. Do you know what the word amusement is? You know what that means? Not to think. Amusement. So now, if we can make you lazy and uncaring about accurate research, and we can inundate you with AI and let a computer do the thinking for you. Remember the old saying, computers are only as smart as their human counterparts. Ah, but not with AI. That's right, they do an improved AI. Well, if you take the toothpaste out of the tube, I don't know. People say you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube, and I don't know. If you had a syringe that was had a big enough mouth on it, you could suck the toothpaste up and, you know, stick it back in the hole and squirt it back in, I suppose. But it would be rather difficult, make quite a bit of a mess. But this tool, this Project Jarvis tool, is designed to take and interpret screenshots, allowing it to interact with web pages by clicking buttons or entering text on behalf of users. In other words, it does its thinking for you. While in its current state, Jarvis reportedly takes just a few seconds to execute each action. The goal is to enhance user efficiency, because that's what it's all about, is catering to the Gen Zers and the millennials and brainwashing them into whatever AI wants to send them off in whatever direction they want to go. Handling routine online activities more seamlessly so they can go home and get their little mani-pedis and sit around bragging about themselves on social media because it's all about me, 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 me. This move aligns with a broader trend among major AI companies working on similar capabilities. For instance, Microsoft is developing Copilot Vision, which will facilitate interactions with web pages. Apple is also expected to introduce features that allow its AI to understand on-screen content and operate across multiple applications. Anthropic has launched a beta update for Claude, which aims to assist users in managing their computers, while OpenAI is rumored to be working on a comparable solution. So despite the anticipation surrounding Project Jarvis, the information warns the timeline for Google's preview in December may be subject to change. The company is considering a limited release to select testers to help identify and resolve any issues before a broader launch. What issues might those be? This approach reflects Google's intention to refine the tool through user feedback, ensuring it meets expectations upon its official introduction. So, whoop-de-doo, Basil, what does it all mean? Well, the bigger problem is when it takes control of your computer and it starts analyzing everything, what else do you think it's going to analyze? I think it's going to analyze your hard drives. I think it's going to be looking for kiddie porn. I think it's going to be looking for any kind of degenerate items on your computer that you might have, even if they're on a hard drive that's detached or is an open, you know, ended channel. You have to click on a link to open it up. Well, once you do that and you start fiddling around with stuff in your hard drive, if you let AI into your computer, AI can start reading everything that's in your hard drive, including all your credit card information and details, your social security numbers, any communication financially you received from your bank. Were you not thinking about that? You talk about privacy violation. Oh, but it's all convenience, Dave. Stop worrying about stuff like that. We don't care. You know, it's all about convenience. It's all about being us being able to go out and be seen. See and be seen. Yeah. We just go out and we play on social media, and you don't think that AI is monitoring every keystroke once it gets in there? Once you launch any executable software, folks, it asks for things. Oh yeah, let's make it more convenient. Just allow all your contacts to get absorbed so that they can get solicited. Now, that's being really nice and considerate about all the people, you know. All your contacts are about to be pitched now because AI just picked up on all your contacts on your database because you let it into your computer. Oh, isn't that wonderful? All in the name of convenience, just like electricity. And when you take it away, what happens? You take away some little boy's Game Boy. Oh yeah, he's playing Grand Theft Auto, and you come in and say, okay, that's enough, turn it off. An hour later, you come back in, he's still playing it. I said, turn it off. Up yours, Mom. What? Give me that. No. Give me that. Next thing you know, the little kid is swinging at Mommy. Give me my Game Boy back. You're grounded. Next thing you know, little boy goes and digs up Daddy's gun and shoots his parents. Hey, just like Grand Theft Auto, huh? Don't think for 1 minute that AI isn't putting this garbage in people's brains, because it is. And if you're going to be paying attention to artificial intelligence, well, I feel sorry for you. This is what happens when technology increases. because it gets to infiltrate your computer, and if it doesn't like what you're doing, it turns you over to the feds. Next thing you know, there's a knock at the door, and they want to come in. They got a search warrant. How do we know AI's not going to put kiddie porn on your computer so you can get busted, so they can put all the Republicans in a re-education camp? How do you know that's not going to happen? Oh, let's not just include Republicans. Let's include Democrats, too, because they're evil, right? Everybody's got their flaws. Everybody's got skeletons in their closet. You know? They do. And AI can find all that out just by searching your computer for stuff, because it knows what you're looking for. It sees you when you're sleeping. It knows when you're awake. It knows when you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake. I knew you'd love that. I got to throw in some levity into this conversation. I mean, that's pretty spooky stuff, folks. Spooky as in Halloween stuff, you know. Makes me want to just go watch another episode of The Exorcist. Watch Reagan spin her head around and puke pea green soup in the priest's face. Wouldn't that be nice? In time. So, you know, see, it's in your face these days. You know, coming soon to a P. Diddy party near you. And you let AI into your computer, and this is what happens. It's going to be AI, 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 O. Yeah, you'll be doing the chicken dance, right? More Republicans than Democrats, by the way, have voted early in Arizona, Nevada, and North Carolina, with 40 million people plus casting early ballots nationwide with over a week to go. And, of course, the election lab in Florida, University of Florida, they have to sit there and start predicting again. Oh, yes, so many Republicans voted for Trump. So many Republicans voted for Bobby. So many Democrats voted for Harris. You see, they want to start keeping tabs so they can keep you on the edge of your seat in fear. It's all part of the game, folks. You know, it all comes down to when it all is done and all the ballots are counted, and you start analyzing and looking at which states allowed the ballots to be counted post November 5. And then you start hearing these reports about, oh, we've had a brain fart. We've had a situation where our computers, our printers aren't working. Remember what happened in Arizona? And here Katie Hobbs was running for governor, and she was the election supervisor, too. Isn't that amazing how that conflict of interest works? Oh, no, she let somebody else run it, but the printers still failed. We couldn't process everything. It's going to take weeks. Wow. And then, you know, you have January 6th again. And what's going to happen? You got Harris in the driver's seat if she doesn't win. Harris is going to have to certify the election. Can you imagine where this is going to go? I mean, you cannot go back to the Capitol on J6 and start this nonsense again, folks. You got to leave D.C. alone and start attacking this at the state level. Screw Washington, D.C. It doesn't matter anymore. There's nothing you can do to stop it. We'll be back with more conversation. Phone lines are still open after these words. Stay with us.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits, recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Molesting your earballs one more time. It's the Krieger Files with your host, Dave Krieger.
All right, we are back at 12 minutes to the hour. We were talking before we went to break about AI companies and what they're on a mission to do. They want to radically change our lifestyle and our world. They're working on building machines that could outstrip human intelligence and unleash a dramatic economic transformation on us all. I mean, you know, if they're trying to build God, which is what Sam Altman, you know, the CEO of ChatGPT maker OpenAI, has basically told us, he's trying to build God or magic intelligence in the sky, as he puts it. Yeah, AI or artificial general intelligence, or AGI. Sam Altman says it will not only break capitalism, but it's also probably the greatest threat to the continued existence of humanity. So why are we going there? Oh, because people are lazy and they want something or someone to do their thinking for them. Well, then what do we need elections for? We got all these people out there that want to vote Harrison because they obviously like living in Russia, right? No, they don't like living in Russia, but the bigger problem is I don't have to resort to name calling like she did, but remember, when you point one finger at you or at your opponent and you start calling them fascists and Nazis and everything else, you point four fingers back at yourself because it's usually the person that's making the comment that's doing exactly what they're accusing the other side of doing. I think we can all agree on that. But then to have these AI companies do our thinking for us. I mean, I know most of you, like me, did not major in journalism and political science. I understand that. But when you look at what they say, what they do, and you compare the two, you find out about how hypocrisy runs deep in government. They say one thing to get elected, and once they get in, it's business as usual, it's status quo, they do what they want. And don't you think if they're going to create an AI god that they should get our consent first? I mean, what's up with that? I mean, generative AI sucks so much energy up, companies like Google and Microsoft have to basically abandon their climate pledge to not use so much juice. But hey, the data centers, why are they building so much more? Why so many more data centers? How much electricity are they going to use? You really think the average 400-acre solar field is going to power one of these data centers on a regular basis? And if EMP hits, where are these data centers going to be? They are going to be worthless pieces of junk. They can sit there and try to isolate them and insulate them and whatever from E1 and E2. That's the radiation burst effect that basically fries your cell phone, fries computers, fries cell towers. So when you have this going on, how wonderful do you think AI is going to perform then? I mean, people are going to AI and they're dialing up AI and they're having sex with AI. Don't think they're not, because there's AI models out there that'll talk dirty to you, but you gotta pay. You see how this country has morphed into Satanism? I mean, you're gonna sit here and talk to a computer like it's a human being. I mean, this is just nuts. Sorry. Plus, you live in choice environments that coerce us into using technologies we'd rather avoid. Sometimes we consent to tech because we fear we'll be at a professional disadvantage if we don't use it. I mean, think about social media. Would you be on X, formerly known as Twitter, if not for the fact that it's seen as an important thing, as, like, for example, me as a journalist? I don't post that much on X. I don't post that much on Facebook. Mostly the stuff I post has to do with my book, Doomed to Repeat, which, by the way, I just put out three more sections, and I'm going to put out three more because I told you I was going to publish the whole book before the election on November 5. So look for some more coming your way this week. More appendices. And of course, those of you that have been thinking to yourself, you know what? I'll wait and subscribe for 1 month rather than subscribe for the entire year, because instead of reading it one or two chapters at a time, I can read the whole book at once for 1 month subscription. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah, it is. Okay, some of you have been thinking outside the box, just waiting on that. It's paid content, but hey, that's how we stay on the air, folks. If we don't have sponsors, we can't make it happen. And that means the show goes away. So that's why we created SQRradio.com. That's SQRradio.com. Is so you can go and shop with us, and we make a little something-something. Right now, we're basically footing our own way. We have U.S. Coin Capital, which if you're not shopping with Fred Jashevsky right now, you need to be. 1-800-878-2646. Fred comes on the show twice a month to talk to us about the economy. And you hear his commercials about what they're doing to the dollar and how valuable silver is. Silver and gold have just gone up. The closer we get to the election, the higher gold prices are. But this whole thing about AI. AI systems can perform a crude copy edit of your work for free. Or let you write computer code using just plain English. It's awesome. AI's helping scientists better understand disease. Or is it? The Nobel Committee for Chemistry clearly agrees. It just gave a Nobel Prize to AI pioneers for enabling this breakthrough, which will help with drug discovery. Really? So the magic intelligence in the sky is going to help Big Pharma. What does that tell you? And of course, if you believe the public is too ignorant to tell innovators how to innovate, that's an objection I'd like to see researched. Here's a quote commonly, though dubiously attributed to carmaker Henry Ford. Quote, if I had asked people what they wanted, they would have said faster horses, unquote. The claim here is that there's a good reason why genius inventors don't ask for the public's buy-in before releasing a new invention. Society is just too ignorant or unimaginative to know what good innovation looks like. Whoa, hello there. I'm going to repeat that sentence again. Society is too ignorant or unimaginative to know what good innovation looks like. Do you realize that scientists who are doing this AI garbage have just called you stupid? You don't know any better? You're like the Democrats who apparently they've got fear-mongering going on so much so that you can only sit there and envision the little baby when you take his all-day sucker away and he throws a proverbial temper tantrum. And when he does that, you hand this little baby with the mindset of a two-year-old a stick of dynamite and a match and see if he can figure out how to light it. Because that's exactly what you're giving to ignorant Democrats that don't understand the difference between a constitutional republic and communist states. And this is where we're headed, folks. People who do not understand the politics, this is a religion unto itself, folks. And the politicians use it to manipulate the mindset because behind prostitution, politics is the oldest profession in the United States. Because all it takes is for somebody to get up there on the parapet, just like the lectern in church, and sit there and preach to you, I preach, my dear friends, you're about to receive on John Burley corn, nicotine, and the temptations of Eve. Remember that song? Yeah. Let it all hang out. Yeah. I know. We were all listening to that way back. That was happy music way back when. But yet that song was full of all sorts of oxymorons, wasn't it? Yep. Made Galileo look like a Boy Scout. Interesting how they write this music, isn't it? And it's all about the generation. And you notice how music has graduated from the happy stuff way back when to the rock and roll to the 4-4 beat time. And all of a sudden now it's yo, yo, yo. And everybody wants to be Tech Nine and walk around with your firearm holding sideways, you know, the wrong. They want to walk around acting all gangsta. Yeah, play Grand Theft Auto, then go out and shoot up a car. Ha, that sounds like fun. You see, this is where Gen Z, Gen X, this is where the society is headed, folks. It is mutating into garbage. And this is where the people who make AI are going to want to target. And all us baby boomers out there and people who are, you know, of that genre that are starting to draw social insecurity, they're depending on the Ponzi scheme of the younger generation to continue the foray to provide the baby boom generation with money because of government intervention and nanny state politics. Oh yeah, this is how it works. They want the younger generation to get out there and work hard and study and get a good job and pay your taxes so that the Ponzi scheme can move forward and support all of us. I mean, we're talking about a third of the United States population, folks, that is retired and drawing Social Security right now. That is why the system is being taxed. That is why people are looking at Gen Z, Gen X, and the millennials and going, hey, are you paying into Social Security? We need you to volunteer into that program, folks, so that your employer can take money out of your paycheck to send to Social Security so they can keep our system floating and we can continue to get a paycheck. Because if you don't do that and the government cancels Social Security, then we're not going to be able to pay our bills. We won't be able to keep the lights on. We won't have food in the fridge. You see how the Ponzi scheme has affected everybody? But we bought into the raw deal way back when Roosevelt came in and started all this garbage. And now we've got AI to sit there and make our life lazier than it already is because people don't want to work. And if you disagree with me, well, you can email me through the Krieger Files website at thekriegerfiles.com and chat with me about it. Oh my goodness, what a web we weave when first to others to deceive, right? You know, in the meantime, go out and be kind to people today if you would, please. Don't let this fear-mongering get to you. God bless you and God bless the United States of America. Have a blessed day. We'll see you for our Hump Day Edition tomorrow.